The Football Game That Changed Me by Matthew Henning. As a person, you have two choices in life when you're facing adversity. You can either give up and let the negative things that have happened to you control you, or you can fight through it for your betterment and or for the people you love. When people are faced with a tough time such as cancer or a job loss, if they just keep fighting and don't give up, it will benefit the person's state of mind and body, and it will also benefit their friends and family by inspiring them to fight through whatever adversity they're going through at the time. I never thought of myself as a fighter or someone who could push through pain. But on a hot autumn night, that changed. I had been playing football for 9 years. It was, and still is, my true love. My dad first introduced me to the sport when I was only a couple years old. And from then on, it was my dad and my thing. Including watching games together, going to 3-hour practices every night, and practicing or just having fun in the backyard. Football is very special to me because it helped build a relationship between me and my dad. My football team, the Necco Raiders, were about to play the best team in Kansas City. They were set. They had size, speed, organization, and a good offense. My team, the Necco Raiders, weren't as talented as the Blue Jays. But what made us good was that we didn't play for ourselves, we played for each other. Over the 9 years we had been together, we all developed a strong brotherhood, an unbreakable bond on and off the field. We were dressed in all white with shiny silver helmets and our jerseys read Necco on the front. The Blue Jays were wearing a carbon gray uniform with a sleek black helmet to complement. I was shivering from the top of my head to my toes. I had doubt inside of me about the game. To myself, I was thinking that we were going to lose and they were going to ruin our perfect season. They were about to introduce my team before the game. We were standing there looking at the other team, kind of sizing them up, seeing what we were up against. They looked good. They looked really good. They had size, speed, strength, organization, and a good playbook and offense. Before we got caught out, my teammates were all huddled together listening to some of the captains speak and give encouragement. I happened to be one of the captains. I was a captain because I had been part of the organization for 9 years. And I displayed leadership to my teammates. I said to my team as motivationally as I could, "Boys, we're going to be in a dogfight tonight. I know they look big, fast, and strong, but if we just play hard and play Necco Raider football, we will go home satisfied." Another one of our captains, Drew, decided to speak up too. Drew was this tall, lanky-looking guy who at first sight you would think was a basketball star. Drew was gritty and tough and always played with passion and heart. He said to the team, "Hey, boys, we're going to have each other's backs tonight. Let's get this dub." Drew was usually a quiet kid, but when he spoke up, everyone listened to what he had to say. Then I heard the announcer start to talk, his voice louder than a thunderbolt, now introducing the 2018 7th and 8th grade Necco Raiders. We ran onto the field, jumping around and yelling, "Let's go." We were hype, excited, and ready to play the most important game of our season. The opposing team had won the coin toss and elected to receive. We lined up, ready to kick the ball to them, and at this point the shivers had subsided and adrenaline took over. Although I was still nervous, I spoke with confidence to my teammates, saying, "Let's go kick some ass." The referee blew the whistle, signaling we were allowed to start. I was the kicker for my team, so I stepped back into my alignment for the kickoff and kicked the ball. They returned the ball pretty far and were excited about it. They were jumping around, high-fiving, and shoulder-bumping. In my head, I was thinking, "Oh boy, they have the momentum. We need to change that quickly." Their first offensive play, I lined up against their biggest guy, Noel. He was massive. I looked and felt like a tiny ant compared to this giant. The next few plays, I went through the motions and got blocked every play. I wasn't playing like myself. I had been intimidated by size, and it was affecting my play. It didn't help that on one play, I pursued the running back, and when I tackled him, my ankle twisted. But I'd had enough. It was at this point that I decided to be tougher than my opponent. The next play, I waited eagerly for the ball to be snapped. When I saw the ball get snapped, I shot off like a bullet leaving a gun. I knocked this giant backwards and made the play in the backfield for a loss. I thought to myself, "Man, I should have done that from the start. This guy isn't even that good." Even though this guy was much bigger than me and my ankle was throbbing with pain, I shot out every play because my team needed me at my best. I didn't make every play, but it sure helped my team overcome this powerhouse football team. Their offense didn't end up scoring a single point on my team. We had shut them down and scored 3 total touchdowns on them to win 21-0. After the clock hit 0-0, I felt as if I had just won an NFL Super Bowl. It always feels good to beat a team that was supposed to beat you. As I was walking off the field, our team jumped around in celebration and talked about the game. I thought to myself, man, my ankle really hurts. How did I play this whole game with this? I thought about it as I limped off to the car, and I finally had come up with an answer. My team needed me. I fought through it for my brothers. That night, I learned that if you're mentally tough and don't let yourself give up, it can take you a far away. Now, whenever I am going through a tough time or going through adversity, I think to myself, push through, you can do it. Keep fighting, and you'll see the results you want to see.